This is a Flash Books audio summary on Mastery, written and published by GetFlashNotes.com, narrated by Dean Bukhari, original author Robert Greene. Author Robert Greene passionately believes that every person has the ability to become a master within their lifetime. However, this journey to mastery is accomplished by so few people that Greene set out to discover what it is that makes someone a master. Throughout this discovery, the journey of famous masters is analyzed, and the lessons are translated by Greene into actions that everyone should be taking. The journey is hard, and it's long, but the result is an immortal legacy of an individual's triumph over commonplace living. Here is what you'll learn about in this book summary. What mastery means and how to find your life's task. Creating your apprenticeship and why it's critical to mastery. The importance of social intelligence and dimensional thinking. Crucial quotes. Quote, "You must not see this process of moving through levels of intelligence as merely linear, heading towards some kind of ultimate destination known as mastery. Your whole life is a kind of apprenticeship to which you apply your learning skills. Everything that happens to you is a form of instruction if you pay attention. The creativity that you gain in learning a skill so deeply must be constantly refreshed as you keep forcing your mind back to a state of openness." Quote, "If you allow yourself to learn who you really are by paying attention to that voice and force within you, then you can become what you were fated to become, an individual, a master." Quote, "You cannot ultimately understand why you are drawn to certain activities or forms of knowledge. This cannot really be verbalized or explained. It's simply a fact of nature. In following this voice, you realize your own potential and satisfy your deepest longings to create and express your uniqueness. It exists for a purpose, and it is your life's task to bring it to fruition." Tweetable summary. In Mastery, Robert Greene offers each person a chance to become a master using Renaissance thinking adapted with a 21st century advantage. Now, let's dive into the first big idea. Big idea number one, understanding mastery. Quote, "This is the real secret. The brain that we possess is the work of 6 million years of development. And more than anything else, this evolution of the brain was designed to lead us to mastery, the latent power within us all." Unquote. Now, most people tend to acquiesce to living an ordinary life. They generally accept their circumstances, and while some might try to ascend from their current position, most just don't. In comparison to the masters of history, people like Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, John Coltrane, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Temple Grandin, most people today won't accomplish much in their lifetime. Robert Greene sets out in his book Mastery to dispel this myth that masters have some special gift that eludes the average person. His strong belief is that everyone can achieve mastery at some point in their lives and then sustain this elevated status. Greene defines mastery as the point where we feel we have a greater command of reality, other people, and ourselves. Masters will come to have this experience constantly and consistently throughout their lives. The process begins with a basic introduction to a skill or field of passionate interest. At first, the student is required to learn a great deal of information, and then to overcome feelings of boredom and impatience and even fear during this stage. Eventually, the task becomes more inherent. It becomes easier, more fluid, more easily understood. There comes a point where the basic skills are blended with the student's own style and personality. They become a practitioner of the skill. If they persist in this process of learning, doing, and adapting, they will become masters.